This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Barry Keane, who's a former state senator here in California. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
We're going to be talking about Bagley Keene and its application to the working groups of the Independent Citizens Overview Committee that was set up by Proposition 71. But before we do that, why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about your background in California politics, where you served, and how you came to be the one of the co-authors of Bagley Keene.
Well, I spent 20 years in the California legislature, 16 of them, I'm sorry, 14 of them in the state Senate. When I was in the assembly, I represented an area along the north coast of California, starting at the Russian River. Below the Russian River and into Marin County, there was a fellow representative, Assemblyman Bill Bagley, a Republican. I was a Democrat. And we together agreed to author legislation making government operations as transparent as possible.
And when was this?
This would have been the early 70s. I was still in the Assembly, I believe, at the time. I moved into the Senate in 1978, so it was before that.
Okay. And now, was there already something called the Brown Act that set some standards for government openness, or did that come after Bagley Keene?
Well, the Brown Act actually came earlier, and it was quite a creative breakthrough.
Was that from Governor Pat Brown, the Brown in that, or was it someone else?
No, it was named after the then Speaker of the Assembly, a man named Ralph Brown.
Not Willie Brown, either.
Not Willie Brown, not Pat Brown, not Jerry Brown,
right.
Ralph Brown.
Oh, okay. And that predated Bagley Keene.
It did, and it applied to local agencies, but not to the state bureaucracy, not to the executive branch of state government.
Okay, and at that time, why did you and Mr. Bagley think that something like that was necessary?
Well, we felt it was necessary because here was this vast bureaucracy that was uncovered while all of the local agencies were covered, and it didn't make a great deal of sense to us to have state government itself not covered by the Open Meetings Act, as the Ralph Brown Act was called.
Okay, now, were there some egregious and notorious abuses going on, or was it just sort of a general trend or tendency that you felt ought to be addressed?
Well, there were some abuses going on, some of a very specific nature. There were allegations of abuse, and whether the abuses actually occurred or not, and some of them were proven to have occurred, but whether they did or not, there was a public loss of confidence in the government that it was subject to, and the government that was exercising leadership in the state of California, attempting to address public problems, and that was the main issue that we were trying to address.
And in fact, we shouldn't forget that the early to mid 70s was the time of Watergate.
It was the time of Watergate. It was also the time of abuses by prepaid health plans in California that were being heavily investigated. And those abuses were very, very clear and very, very evident. There were others as well, but the bureaucracies that were in charge of preventing these things came under attack for not doing so adequately, or worse yet, being in bed with the perpetrators.
Okay, so what were the values that you were trying to implement through Bagley Keene?
Well, I think it's clear to most people that representative government depends on public officials being accountable to those who elect them. You can't hold accountable someone who ostensibly holds the public trust but operates in secret. So what we tried to do was create maximum transparency consistent with the public mission that was thought to be essential that the particular agency performed.
Okay, now this is kind of a buzzword in this context, transparency. Did you use that word then?
No, it's a relatively new but very good and powerful and accurate buzzword, I think.
So you were into transparency before it was cool.
We didn't use transparency as the concept, but no pun intended. It's such a clear concept that it's a very good word.
Okay, and what were the principles that Bagley Keene implemented? What were the sort of the general principles and some of the more specific elements of its requirements?
Well, it required that the public be informed as to when a governmental decision-making group was going to meet and make a decision, what its agenda would be, the kinds of things that it would be focused on, and that other things that were not included in the agenda, the commitment that they would not be would not be considered.
So essentially, action can't be taken on something that isn't on the agenda. That something can't be sprung on the public.
Right, right. And further, that decisions should not be made by a group legally capable of making the decision, a quorum, a so-called quorum.
Right.
That a quorum could not meet privately and effectively make the decision before the public meeting took place.
All right, let's focus on that a little bit. In other words, a non-quorum can't meet secretly and make decisions that are then ratified in public by a quorum, but where the effective decision has already been made in private, in secret.
Well, actually, that a group that would be equivalent to a quorum.
Oh, okay.
Could not meet privately.
Could not meet privately and make decisions. Was that designed in the context of that decision then being ratified publicly?
Yes, yes. So that the actual debate and consideration would take place in private and would simply be ratified by the same group later on at some formal meeting that was noticed.
Okay. At the time that the bill that implemented Bagley Keene was put together, what arguments were raised either in the legislature or outside of it against the concept and the implementation of this kind of transparency?
Well, basically, the opponents stated that you can't get business done, you can't cut deals. You can't risk making unpopular decisions. It's going to encourage grandstanding. Private matters are going to be disclosed. Things that are not the business of the public. These were the kinds of arguments.
Okay. And how did you and supporters of the measure respond at that point to those arguments?
Well, we tried to fashion Bagley Keene in a way that took into consideration those matters where the balance was heavily in favor of other interests. For example, privileged information would be excluded.
So, for example, discussing the salary requirements of employees who might need to be kept on.
Yes.
Personnel matters.
Yes. Negotiations on the sale of real estate, for example, where you had to bargain with someone to get the best possible price for the public. You couldn't disclose in advance what you were willing to accept.
Right.
Those kinds of things we thought were reasonable exceptions. Privileges, of course, against self-incrimination and privileges about health information, stuff like that. So we carved out exceptions of that kind, and those were thought to be in the public interest.
Did issues of consideration, issues involving intellectual property rights ever come up at that point?
Yes, people were concerned that trade secrets would be disclosed, and it did not seem to us that it would, if I recall correctly, it did not seem to us that there would be a requirement